Flooding and problems with the drinking water in Jackson, Mississippi are making national headlines this week, but so is police violence in Lexington, Mississippi. It's a small town in the middle of the state. City officials fired the white police chief in July after the Mississippi Center for Investigative Reporting made public a 17-minute recording of then-chief Sam Dobbins using racist and homophobic language as he boasted of killing people on the job. Joining us now is Jerry Mitchell, founder of the Mississippi Center for Investigative Reporting. Jerry, welcome.
Good to be with you.
It's hard to hear that tape, but could you shed some more light on what we just heard of the former police chief? Who is Sam Dobbins? How did he run this department?
Well, he ran the department for less than a year. His past certainly wasn't known by everyone. He had kind of had a reputation for violence and, you know, some of these racist type remarks. Previously in his career, had actually been terminated from one of his jobs. He's really had a reputation, I guess you could say, for this sort of thing.
Yeah, so he brags on tape, or it sounds like he's bragging that he shot someone 119 times.
Yeah,
tell me more about that case. I mean, you say it is an actual case.
Yeah, it was a fatal shooting of a man named Ralph Winston. And there's now an FBI investigation ongoing with that. But he was basically suffered from mental illness, and he would live out of his car, essentially. And then at some point, law enforcement ended up coming in and confronting him, and they literally shot up this car like more than 100 times. It was really incredible. Given that, you know, this is an incredibly small place where everybody knows everybody, you know, it's not unknown this guy's mentally ill and living out of his car. The investigative report on that claims that he dropped his shotgun, you know, surrendering to police, and then grabbed it back up to try to shoot them, and that's when they shot him dead, which is sounds like a pretty unusual story.
Yeah, you know, your reporters spoke with his colleagues who said this is someone who just should not have been in law enforcement. He allegedly beat people in the jail. He was known for calling other officers boy, using the N-word. When you spoke with him, I mean, what was your sense of him?
Well, he denied all this. I mean, that's really what was amazing, is he was like, oh, yeah, don't use that language and da-da-da. And the thing that's kind of strange about all this is he was not only using this language, but using this language toward black officers.
Well, now, a lot of people probably haven't been to Lexington, Mississippi. Tell me more about the town, largely black, with a white police chief.
Yeah. It's in Holmes County, which is perhaps the most impoverished county in the nation. And it is like about 75% black. A white mayor hired this guy to come in and raise fines. So they were fining people, pulling people over for not wearing seat belts and things like that. And their fines went way up in terms of collections and that kind of thing. So I think that's one appeal he had.
Raising revenue
to the powers to be,
Now, there's a federal lawsuit against him, the police department and the city arguing that the police violated the constitutional rights of black residents, the plaintiffs, five black men who say they were abused by officers.
Yes.
How's the community doing? I mean, how are they healing these wounds that have been, frankly, going on for generations?
Well, they've put a black officer in place as kind of the interim chief, but the tensions are still pretty high in Lexington. A lot of distrust, understandably, from the black community toward kind of the powers that be, you know. Hey, you appointed this guy, you should have checked him out. And obviously there wasn't much due diligence in terms of checking him out.
Reporting by your organization has led to some convictions in some of the most notorious civil rights crimes of the 1960s. Where do you think the story of Sam Dobbins fits into all that?
Well, I think it's a continuing, unfortunate legacy of racism in this state. And it's not unique to Mississippi. I think it's an American phenomenon. I think that what we have, unfortunately, is this accepted culture sometimes within some ranks of law enforcement. And it's one of those things that certainly needs to be dealt with.
Jerry Mitchell is founder of the Mississippi Center for Investigative Reporting. We'll link you to the organization's story about Sam Dobbins, the former police chief from Lexington, Mississippi. That'll be at hearandnow.org. Jerry, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Peter.